You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Full offering. So Midrash brings other korbanot near future. When Moshiach comes, it's going to be canceled. There is no korban hatat, ola, only korban shelamim and korban todah. So that means people, God forbid, not going to come late to mincha or do something wrong. So the only sacrifice that will be very, very in a style to just thank Hashem. And not only that, Midrash brings all the songs will be canceled, except the song of the Todah. So we have a Mizmor that we recite every day, right after Baruch Shamar, Mizmor le Todah. That's a very good question. And the reason is, as you know, this Mizmor, what number of the Tehillim it is?
100.
Oh, Chazak Baruch, very nice. Mizmor Kuf, Mizmor 100. And the reason that the Melech Shalom arranged this Mizmor, this chapter, will fall on the 100 Mizmor, you know why?
Because you have to be 100
Baruch. Sorry? Yeah, that's true. But the main reason here is that you have to thank Hashem how many times a day. And, sorry?
So thousands would be more, no?
Well, at least, 100 times a day. Sorry? Obviously, Rabbi Ben Ishai explains that the people that, God forbid, something, let's say, not good happens, or they go through the pain, how do they express themselves? No, they make some type of noise.
Oi.
So I say you have to reverse the reaction. Instead of saying oi, say kuf. Mizmor kuf. Yeah. Mizmor kuf is mizmor letodah that you have to thank Hashem. So now Maran Shulchan Aruch brings that Siman Nun Bet that Tefilat Shacharit after Baruch Shamar. You should say this Mizmor with melody, with song. To not just read it. Mizmor l'todah, you have to... This is halakha that Shulchan Aruch brings. And the reason, as we explained, that all the Mizmorim were going to be cancelled. And only this Mizmor will be very, very popular. So now there's a point that is discussed. God forbid, somebody that goes through hardship, obviously, is because he committed something that he was not supposed to do. So we hold en yisurim beli chet, meaning all the sorrows, God forbid, not for anyone's sickness, is because something was committed that was not supposed to. So now, today, instead of bringing a sacrifice of Todah to thank Hashem, we have Birkat Gomel. What does Birkat Gomel mean? That is Chaim. What is the Chaim means? Chavush, Yisurim, Yam, and Midbar. This is the Rosh Hashanah about Chaim. Meaning that there are four categories that if they go through this matter, so then we say Birkat Gomel. That means we thank Hashem that He saved us from these circumstances. So one of the matter here is that if somebody, God forbid, falls in bed, and then he's, Baruch Hashem, he's healed, so now he says, Birkat Gomel. So now the question here is, if, Hashem brought these surim, is it permitted to go to the doctor or not?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Why is it permitted? Because you're going to against the will of Hashem. Sorry? I know, but who made you sick? So if he made you sick, so then, you know, say, I'll wait till he heals me. Why have to go to the doctor? Understand, but this is not... Sorry? Where does it say such a thing that you permit to go to the doctor? Where does it say that?
Money for the healing. Right. You go to a doctor.
But not the insurance pays. Well, where is the source that you permitted? You taking an action against the will of Hashem. Is this? What does it say? It says in the Torah. Not to pay. It says you have to heal him.
Heal him, okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So. I'm sorry?
When Miriam got sick.
But Moshe was not a doctor.
He's a kind of a doctor, too.
No. It's right that if somebody gets sick, you have to go to the Chacham to teach you how to pray. So now, here, as the heavenly voice you heard, so we have in Parshat Mishpatim, so if people argue and then they get physical, and he injures him, so he says, Rapo Yerapi. So then he has to take him to the doctor. So he cannot sit home and say, okay, he was the messenger of Hashem, he beat me up, and then I sit home. So what we learn from here, that you come and thank Hashem, He healed you. Why? Because we believe if you go through hardship, it's because Hashem decided to put us through the circumstances. Why? Because to fix whatever that we committed wrong. But if we believe truly that the only reason that the doctor was able to heal me, it was because that Hashem decreed that I should be healed.
Right.
So then that would be considered as part of the transaction and procedure that has to take place. But if you just make an appointment with the doctor, so then that would not accomplish the task that is expected. So I mean, anytime you go to the doctor, first of all, you have to pray Hashem that He gives them right chokhmah to not play around with the different color pills to test you and to examine you in a different way. So you have to believe that Hashem gives them the right chokhmah to be able to heal you. And the only reason that we have the privilege to be healed and healthy, it's only and only because of decision of Hashem. So that's the whole understanding that this sacrifice is not going to be ever canceled. Why? Because we believe that the only one that could decree that we will be well and be healthy and be able to function well, it's only through the decision of Hashem. Was that Hashem?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.